SBS Radio.
Around 1 in 26 people have epilepsy. That's around 70 million people worldwide. Neurologist Professor Patrick Kwan from Monash University says finding out about the condition can be quite a shock.
For many people who have developed epilepsy or diagnosed epilepsy, it's a very life-changing experience. You know, they are in uncertainty of how to get their life back to normal.
But treatment itself can be a roller coaster for patients. Gail Williams is a registered nurse who works at a support organisation called Epilepsy Action Australia. She has also been a patient herself, trying several different drugs before finding a treatment that worked for her.
I'm a registered nurse, but also somebody who had epilepsy growing up, and certainly know the impacts firsthand about going through those cycles of trying different medications.
Ms. Williams says any trial and error process can have serious consequences.
When individuals are trialing medications and they're having ongoing seizures, often there is loss of time in the workplace, increased costs for medications, and just that lack of participation in the community. We find that individuals can be quite anxious in socialising, because there is that increased fatigue as well.
Professor Kwan says that hit-and-miss approach is exactly what doctors want to avoid. He's just published the results of a study on a new model that uses artificial intelligence to remove some of the guesswork.
What we've developed is a model that allows us to have a more, what we call personalised approach. So taking into account the patient's characteristics, and then the model can then come up with a prediction whether or of the chance of the patient responding to a number of different medications, so that we can get the right drug at the first try.
The model used clinical information from just under 1,800 patients based around the world in healthcare centres from Australia, Malaysia, China and the United Kingdom. Associate Professor Zhongyang Ge led the university's medical artificial intelligence team in the study.
How it works is basically takes inputs from the clinical medical reports and also the clinical variables such as the age, gender, the previous medical history, and also the drugs they have been using in the past few years. But we're also getting the signal of something as this drug works for this kind of patient or it doesn't.
Professor Kwan says they have had encouraging results so far. The next step is a clinical trial, and that is going to start next year thanks to a $2.46 million grant from the National Health Medical Research Council.
It will be a multi-centre study across all six states in Australia. So we're very exciting. All the major epilepsy centres will be involved.
The researchers caution against seeing the technology as an easy solution for epilepsy. Developing the artificial intelligence to make it as effective as possible for doctors to use is going to take some time. And Professor Kwan says it will never take the place of specialist doctors and advice.
I've had neurologists raising concern how this may affect their patient-doctor relationship. The idea is it can act as a decision support tool to support the neurologist to make the decision together with the patient.
But for healthcare workers and former patients like Gail Williams, this kind of technology is a step in the right direction.
There's still so many people out there that aren't aware of the treatment options available for epilepsy. So certainly increasing that awareness can only be beneficial.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.